This is Vatican Radio. The Catholic Church marks the World Day of Peace each January 1st. In his 2013 message for the day, entitled Blessed Are the Peacemakers, Pope Benedict XVI says peace is possible in today's world, but everyone must work together to achieve it. The papal message was presented to journalists at a December press conference in the Vatican by the President, Secretary, and Undersecretary of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council. As Philippa Hitchin reports, the message looks at both the theological and practical foundations for promoting justice and peace in today's world.
From defense of human life to food insecurity, from religious freedom to economic development, this message for World Peace Day on January 1, 2013 is a far-reaching reflection on the need to establish right relationships between people and recognize that in God we are one human family. Peace, Pope Benedict insists, is not a naive utopian dream, but rather it reflects the deepest longing of the human heart. While we must work to build a world order based on truth, freedom, love and justice, as Pope John XXIII wrote in Pacem in Terris half a century ago, we must also recognise that true peace is also a gift from God. Cardinal Peter Turkson, President of the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council.
We recognise, as the message says, that there are so very many efforts, so very many initiatives to establish peace and to work for peace in the world. There are so very many of them. But relating this or establishing divine coordinates for peace invite us to consider that it's not just what we, human beings with our energies and stuff, can do. Because why is peace not being experienced? It's because of instance of sinfulness.
The message does spell out many practical concerns, including a looming food crisis, the need for new models of development and financial practice based on people, not just profits, and the right to work as a fundamental good for individuals, families and societies. There's also a strong focus on defending the right to life, upholding traditional family values, and the need for religious freedom, including conscientious objection to laws or practices which undermine the Church's teaching and beliefs.
So I would encourage people that we move away from this tendency to split and to divide social doctrine or social involvement or social engagement from faith, as if the two don't belong together. But what is faith if it's not the transformation of the here and now? We pray always in the Lord's Prayer, okay, may your kingdom come. Which just means that we're looking for the impact and influence of God's kingdom already here and now. And that is what the social involvement of the social doctrine or the social ministry of the Church is all about.
Pope Benedict concludes his message with a call for a pedagogy of peace based on pardon and reconciliation. Quoting the prayer often attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, the Pope asked God to make us instruments of his peace, bringing love, mercy and faith wherever there is hatred, hurt or doubt. I'm Philippa Hitchin.
Where there's doubt, true faith.